and it's Los Cool.
Bye.
Hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
We are back.
I know it took ages for us to... Because...
Did it?
Yeah, last episode was last month. Like, literally a month ago.
Wow.
It took us a while.
Why though?
Because we stopped to watch Physical 100 in the middle. Yes, we watched Physical 100. I don't think we'll do an episode on it though.
Nah.
Not worth it, but...
I mean, it's a good show. It's a good show.
It's worth it, but we're, like, we're watching a lot of series that we are not making TV... Like, we are not making, like, a show about it, like... It's fine. It's our privacy.
Yeah, not everybody likes to watch this anyway, so...
Yeah, actually, I heard that because we talked about it at work. And some of them was like, oh yeah, I did not like it. I was like, you, the gym rat that is going to the gym every fucking, like,
weird,
lunch,
though,
you
it?
Don't
and
like
us,
it?
And us who don't go to the gym at all.
Yeah, because the other gym rat that we know, he also does not like it because too much...
Bulky.
No.
Mostly.
No, too many... We're talking about something completely different again. Too many... you know the guys that just work out to have the muscles, but they have hair instead of muscles? Sorry if you are one of them. You know when they are going in competition to...
A bodybuilder.
Thank you, bodybuilder.
I was like, what is he talking about? All of them are...
You should have seen my face. That was a bit funny.
I was like, what is she going to tell me? They all have muscles, they're all bulking up, they're all doing this shit. What
bodybuilder, I'm sorry, but Asian age compared to bodybuilders.
Still.
He has real
they
muscles.
They all took protein shit when I saw them.
Yes! Oh my god, they were like, they were going to die of excitement when they saw the protein powders. Like, oh my god! Like,
I'm in heaven, I could die. Then drop them. Like, right here.
I'm like, for me, protein powder does not get me excited. I see protein powder and I'm like, what?
It's like, whoa.
Basically. So there, so we took a month to watch this show.
Sorry,
but yeah, we watch other things in the between. But also, I have to say that at one point in the middle, it was complicated for us to watch that show because it was a bit slow. So we were like, But then after they pick up and we're like, okay, let's finish that shit. Basically.
Yeah, and it was all over the place. Back, forth, back,
forth.
But
we're going to... We're going to enter in the details. Like, we're going to finally tell you what we watch. Losing the mic. So we're finally going to tell you what we watch. So we watch Law School.
Yeah.
Not lawsuits.
No,
I did not do it!
I wanted to say it.
You were going to...
No, I was going to say Law Cafe. And I was like, I know this is a different drama.
No, not luck. Still no. Still not the good one.
No.
It's Law School. Because they are at school.
Yeah, fuck that one.
It's from 2021.
So much underrated.
No, but we are not late.
No, underrated.
Also, yeah, actually people should watch it. Like, no one knows about it.
Yeah, because last time I was on one of these on Instagram as always, and then somebody said the most underrated bullshit, and this came up, and I was like, what? And I was like, where?
But that's kind of true though. Like, you don't hear about it when you're just like going around, you know, in forums or those kind of things about K-drama or anything. Do you hear about Law School?
Nah.
Of course not. In any of those kind of like.
It's very
profile
specific.
On Instagram.
Not everybody likes that bullshit, to be honest.
I don't think, but it's not the most popular one. This one is a legal, like the gender is legal drama. Not everyone like legal drama.
Mm-mm.
They like much more romance, where they can't hold hands. And
a little bit of action in between, okay, fair enough, but then please go
back
but to
like
the
basically
romance
like
part. Yeah.
The thing that is selling the most, clearly, in K-drama is romance, is rom-com, is all of this. Legal drama, you have... I have to say, though, you have much more than what it used to be, but they're not that many compared to the other ones. Like, compared to rom-com, you have, I will say, like, 70% is rom-com, and the rest of the 30% is all the other, the action, the legal drama, the melodrama, all of this is the 30% left.
I think the problem was even also more. That people didn't find it easy to follow, which also, I understand.
Which we had to really stock up to our fucking chair to watch it at one point, also.
Yeah.
To really motivate ourselves to be like, come on, let's watch it!
And yeah. At some point I was also lost, like, eh?
It's like, it's fine, we are lost, but you're going to help us along the way, right?
Mm.
Maybe not. Yeah, like, that's one of the things. So, law school, let's go back on the thing that is a bit boring right now.
Yeah, 2021. Yeah.
2021, just one season. It's a legal drama. Of course, the first episode actually came out on the 14th of April, 2021. Ooh. I don't know why. Finished on the 9th of June, so even then they took their time to diffuse it. So it's not that bad.
Yeah, well, it was still locked down as well.
Yeah, of course. Okay, so synopsis. When a grim accident occurred at their prestigious school, justice through law is put to a test by a tough law professor and his ambitious students. I have to say, fair enough, though.
Yeah.
It's one of the best synopsis that we had. Because the other one where we're like, what the hell, did you watch more than one episode? We had a lot of those. But this one, I'm like, you know what?
Yeah,
they're fair.
To the point.
To the point. All right. Sorry. Okay, so let's talk about a bit of the cast and then we'll go back on the story and why, what happened and all of this and why we took our motherfucking time. So... lead girl? No, because there is not really lead, you know what? There
they're
is
all leads.
They're all leads. You all follow them nonstop, so it's going to be complicated for me to kind of like present them. But the main girl, kind of, the one that you kind of really follow.
Kanga?
Yeah. Kangsala.
Kangsala.
So she played by Ryu Ye Young.
So it's Kangdam / Kangsola.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, yeah. She's but of course it's twins. So already, like, it's complicated when you don't have a real twin. So she was in Replay 8088.
Yes, she was the older sister.
She is in Dear My Room. She is in My Dictator, Fatal Intuition, The Mayor. She is in Graduation Trip, Love Lies, Spy, Romance in Seoul. Damn, she did a lot. Road to Utah, Slow Video, A Time to Love, and Mansion 10,000 Spirit, and Hot to Hot. She did a lot, like, yeah. She's busy, and you know what?
I know her only from 1988.
Yeah, that's it.
Mm. At least. Her because I was well like, okay, put glasses on and you are the older sister.
Like, she was cute. I have to say, I had an issue with her at the beginning. Like, not with the actress.
With the character.
With the character at the beginning, because for me, she was so clumsy. But it was not cute. You know what I mean? That sometimes that you have those kind of lead girl that are clumsy, but it's kind of cute, and you're like, aww, let me help you. Never this one, I was like, ugh, you bother me. Like, why are you not ready? Sorry, but like, for me, I was like, in class and not ready to class? Shame.
I think she was proper obnoxious.
Yeah, at the beginning she was obnoxious. Like, she was bothering me. I was like, oh, I have to follow her. That's what one of the things that kind of bothered me. And then she became much more serious and much more, like, into it also, into her studies.
She
became interesting.
In the beginning you thought she was too lax.
Yeah, that she was the student that entered by default almost. Like, he was like, oh, we need to take a help case basically for the school to look good.
Mm.
Let's take her, and she's actually dumb and she's actually not clever. And she proved completely wrong because she's actually quite clever. But I was like, why you play dumb? Like, if you can be this clever. Ugh.
I think she had money issues. That's why she was struggling.
Yeah, clever.
So. Okay, continue.
Then after we had Kim Bum. Every time he appeared on the screen, I was so happy. I was like, can you stay? I was like, ha! Kim Bum! so hot.
He's amazing.
He plays so well.
Mm.
Like, I was so, again, blown away by his capacity of, like, of acting.
Yeah.
And his character was actually, like, quite interesting, too. Kind of, like, the pain in the ass first one in the class. And actually, not that much. He's actually really sweet.
Yeah, like, yeah, but everybody's like, ugh.
Like, ah, you're the first one. Like, ah, you're the little pet of the top of the class, pet of teachers. And actually, you realize that, oh no, so no. And he's actually like, in a way, I got attached to him way before the first girl, like
Sola.
Because of Kim Bum, first of all, like. He's nice to look at. Let's say what it is. Seriously. But there, and if you were living on the rock, I don't know, I'm not sure, but maybe you don't know who is Kim Bum at that moment. How dare you? But he was in Tale of the Ninetale, Ghost Doctor, and Boys of Sorry. The Winter, the Wind Blows, Goddess of Fire, Hidden Identity, he did Boys of a Flower, Behind the Epiphore, and I'm like, that was useless. I watched it, of course. It was useless. The Woman Who Still Wants Something, Mrs. Cop, East of Hayden, Dream, High Kick, Revenge, V-Love, Behind Cuts. He did a lot.
Hmm.
He did Mrs. Cop 2 because he did the one, of course. So there. He did a lot. And I'm so happy that he did his military service and now he's back and he has blessed us with so many good dramas since then.
Well, I have to say the Fox of the Nine Tails, he was amazing in it. I liked him even more. His character, I liked even more than the main character a bit more because...
Yeah.
It was a complicated
why.
One.
Mm-mm-mm.
Because he's in the beginning, he's the villain, and then you find out why he's actually a villain, and actually it's not villainish at all. And it's like,
Kim Bum, do you want a hug?
Exactly. I mean, yeah. Anyhow, hopefully the next.
But he has done amazing things since he came back from military service. And again, the military service blessed us because he lost his baby cheek again and blessed us with this. And I'm like, thank you, military service, for that.
I really would like to see... I don't know if he did already, but if he didn't, I really would like to see him in a psychopath role.
Ooh.
He would be amazing.
I will be fucked up at that moment because I know he's a psychopath.
Yeah.
I can't root for him, but then I'm like, that's Kim Bum! And at that moment, I'm like, you know what? That's it. Gave up my sanity.
He could have this psychopath / evil laugh, smile, you know?
Oh, it's my, like, God, that's the moment like, tell off Nogdu kind of, exactly.
Yeah, same.
Oh, yeah, like if you put
him... Because he did kind of that smile in Fox of the Nine Tail.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa.
Yeah, but that for him to stay, like, in that role.
Completely from beginning to end, the whole
time.
That would be amazing.
Yeah, yeah. I completely agree. Like, he has that kind of cheeky smile.
Mm.
Because I did not watch yet Tale of the Nine Tails because I'm watching other things. but basically, I have seen a lot of takes of him playing. And yes, he is incredible in this one. Just to see this, I was like, I want to watch it just because of him. Not, of course, the first lead but also because of Kim Bum, because he's incredible in it. But I'm like, I knew it when I watched Boys of a Flower. He was so cute in it already. Like when he, like in Boys of a Flower, at one moment he has a crying scene. He cried so much, I was crying with him. I did not care. I was like...
It seems like he's a good crier.
He is an amazing crier, though. Because even, like, in law school, he was...
Perfectly crying. Wow.
He was crying, and I was like, don't you dare! Like, yeah, kind of. It's those kind of actors where I'm like, I'm okay.
And that's how I base myself, like, on them. Or we base ourselves on them, actually. If they're really good...
Criers.
Criers, like... convincing cries. You can feel the pain.
I can feel the pain and I can believe that they're in pain.
Really, yeah, and really crying. Then they are great actors. So,
yeah, because for me, as I see it, crying scenes are the hardest.
Yes.
You can say what you want about, like, action scene or anything. Action scene is kind of like them moving around. They have to be careful of how to not hurt themselves. Fair enough. It's complicated. It does not ask for your emotion.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
It's an emotional
scene. Romance, if you have a good chemistry with your partner,
that's
it
fine.
Should not be that complicated either, because you kind of just have to push a bit more. Or if you have a good relationship, no, but you know what I mean. I'm like,
No.
If you have a good relationship with your scene partner or anything, then it's kind of like
easy.
It's easy. A crying scene? You have, for me to believe that you, like, that you feel,
firstly,
that you feel sad, you
can't
be still pretty.
Firstly, you're still, you do this on your own.
You're doing there alone, there's no one around.
You, yeah.
Yep.
And then in front of the camera.
Yeah, and even on
so
BTS,
people,
you can see that it's, most of the time it's like, even
30 the, people
there's
you.
30 people, 40 people around you, and you have to be like, okay, I'm technically alone, I have to cry a river, let's do this. In front of 50 person and a camera, because of course it's much more easy, and you have to maybe do this more than once.
Yeah, because one take, two takes, three takes, and
except
so
if you're amazing, like I'm sure that some of them are, and they just need one take. It's done.
KSH
crying scene. He's like,
we don't know.
Bring me the onions. I seriously.
Takes what's this taken?
KSH, but KSH. He's just cutting onions and he's like, I'm ready, guys. And he cries a motherfucking river. But yeah, he's like, for me, yeah, crying scenes are the one where I can, like, if you can boohoo crying, like ugly crying, because ugly crying, you don't look pretty. There is some people, they cry and they it's just one tear.
Oh, no, that's fake.
And they still look pretty. I'm like, honey, you're beautiful, yes. But I don't believe that your heart is shattered inside. And they're like, if I could, I would jump by a window. But there is no window.
That's what I mean with KSH. I totally believe
that. Oh my god. KSH, I'm like, don't give him a puppy. Do something. Like, clearly he's going to kill himself. Like, we need to save him. Call the 911. Like, do something.
That was really... But that was super convincing, I have to say.
That's the thing.
That
it's
was
like,
the moment when we teared up as well.
Like, also, that's one of my criteria. If I'm tearing up when they're crying,
then it's very
good. Then it's amazing.
It's the same with the male lead in Hi Bye Mama, the husband.
Oh, my... No, but he just had to appear. I was crying.
Exactly that. Because he was from beginning to end just sad. And it's like, I can't...
No, but for him, it was a different storyline.
Yeah.
And it's because the drama is motherfucking sad.
But still.
But basically, like,
this throughout...
For me to cry until the motherfucking end because just he was appearing, like, he's going to suffer again! That was it.
He continues to suffer, nothing begins again.
Always.
So, this is also difficult to continue with the sadness. You're not crying, but you're sad.
Throughout the entire shit,
and I was like,
to carry that sadness around. Like, that's really, for me, it's kind of a mark of good acting, basically.
Yeah, I would have believed if he would have jumped off the bridge, to be honest.
Oh, yeah, clearly.
Anytime, or, you know.
And again, we're talking about Hi Bye Mama, insane.
Sorry. Because we based ourselves
we keep
on
bringing
crime.
This one up.
Anyhow, move on.
Anyway, let's talk about the professor.
Yeah.
Yes.
Slash ex-prosecutor.
Slash, I want to say kind of the male lead.
Yeah.
Because after the girl, he's the most important in the story. Yes, we have Kim Bum that he's quite important, but not as much as
but everything around him. So if
exactly.
he's not moving, all the students, like the male lead, the female lead and our
Kim Bum
is not moving either.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
so
basically, there is no story without him. So for me, he is really the first lead. Like, even forget female or male, he's my first lead because if he was not there, there will be no story almost.
Exactly.
So, he's played by Kim Yeon Min.
Yeah.
I just saw his age and I'm like, he can't be.
Why? 47? 46?
50!
No! No.
Yeah, he was born in 72, so 50-year-old, bitch! Hey, Chincha! Oh, he's married since 2001. Sorry, like I'm learning stuff. Like, cute.
He looks amazing.
And they even have seems a kid. Anyway, kid must be beautiful. So if you want to see him more, you have all the Detective K, because he seems that they have made more than one Detective K. There's Detective K, the secret of the. Secret of the Virtuous Widow.
Ooh.
Detective K, the secret of the blood-sucking demon.
Oh my god, that sounds already so...
But I'm punchy! And, the more Detective K, secret of the Lost Island! They basically discover secrets, sorry, but like, clearly, that's what they do.
Okay, did he do anything else except of Detective K?
Can I want to continue to tell you all the Detective
K's? No, please,
K's,
no, but... I'm already done with this shit.
Actually, it's only three, so it's already done. Kind of disappointed. he's also in The Miracle We Meet, VIP, Beethoven Virus.
Oh, he's in VIP?
Yep.
Hmm.
Did not recognize him? Well done.
I haven't watched it yet.
Oh, okay, that's why.
I have it on my list, but...
Yeah, like everything else, so he's in our list. Behind the White Tower, A New Leaf, Deranged, The Battle of Chintzaring, A Day Closer to Heaven, Monstrum, Serum, Open City, The King of Drummers, The Spies, Proof of Innocence, Pandora, Men of Vendetta, Peacemaker, Bad Family, My Love by My Side, Into the Mirror, Wide Awake, More Beautiful Than a Flower, Beautiful Lady, The Woman Next Door, Mr. K, Winners, I Hate You But It's Fine, A Cruel Attendance, Looking Back at Anger, Sweet Bride, Mary
okay,
Number
it's
One.
It's okay, I think we're done now.
Almost. Anyway.
I mean, with 50, obviously, he started
it. Yeah, he did some work. He did, yes.
So it's more like half rom-com, half... action a bit.
Kind of, yeah, yeah, that's exactly this. That's his style. But after with that face, you can't tell me, like, you can't put him, like, in a comedy, like, Bum Bum Chim, he's the class clown. No. With that
I
face, no.
I don't think even that would work.
No, definitely imagine. Not. Like, normally, I kind of want to see, to push those actors, like, with a really specific face into things that I don't see them in.
But not
like, for example, Kim Baum or anything, you know what I mean? Like, the one that is like, oh, give him, like, the pretty face boy, instead of always giving him the pretty face, like,
yeah.
roles to give him something completely different. But this one, I'm like, no, keep, like, he can't be, like, he just can't be. Look at his face. He can't.
No, I think that was a perfect character he played in this one, Law School.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It really suited him.
Wait, that's your son? No.
And... he's really good looking. Especially with the glasses on.
Yeah, me too. Oh, we don't barely see him with his glasses on. And I'm so upset about this.
Yeah, actually.
Actually, I think we had three scenes with his glasses on. And I'm like, it's a lost of glasses and of him with his glasses on. It's a lost.
We should have done it more, yeah.
Oh, definitely. Like, but...
I don't know what the stylist was doing there.
After, but he was sleeping, clearly. But after, for me, I'm imagining as a student, if he's coming to class with his glasses on, I can't focus on the class. Like, I would be like...
Well, maybe for 5 minutes, but otherwise...
But right, after he's going to cut me,
yeah,
and I'm
yeah,
going
yeah, exactly.
in the shit!
In the shit.
So what was my last word? Glasses. So what did I say last? I don't know. Please, don't kill me. So there, so that's, I will say, like, technically, like, for me, in a way, it's the top three actors of that drama. Because it's kind of all around them. But then after, first of all, there is a lot. But then I kind of want to talk quickly about Kang Sol B. Because, of course, there is Kang Sol A and there is Kang Sol B. That was played by Lee So-kyung. There is also Lee David that played the... That played him. So his name is David.
Okay.
Lee David. So there. He was in Itaewon Class also.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now so. That you mention it.
Of course. Oh wait. So Lee David, he played the role of the, let's say, the friend of
Kimbum. Law student, by the way.
They are all law students or lawyers or something. Like, don't worry, they are all connected at one point. And I want to talk quickly of also the other teacher that is there, Mrs. Kim. So she's played by Lee Jung-yoon.
I love her.
She was adorable, actually.
And amazing.
Amazing. Yeah. Like, really supportive of her student, basically.
Yeah.
Trying to understand where they are coming from. You don't have those teachers often, but when they are, you notice them, and those are the type of teachers that you remember, because they helped you as a student. They tried to understand you, they really made the effort, and I'm happy that they represented her. And actually, she was in Parasite.
Yeah.
Everything is fine.
And I like how she and our professor, our main lead professor, bounce off with their friendship to
so,
each other. It was so funny.
So funny together, because actually they have the weirdest... They are not at all the same. They don't think the same. They don't...
No, but they agree on a lot
But
of
they
things.
Agree, like, the way of thinking is different, but at the end of the day, they come to the same idea. And they're like, but why did you take that road? But because for me, it's more... Oh yeah, you're taking the long way. I'm going straight through the wall. Like, I love that in a way they have same ideas and a different path to do it.
Yeah.
And they still support each other, and that was really, really fun. Like
Especially she concluded a different agenda, and he went his way as well with a different agenda, and in the end it all came together.
Exactly. Like,
as if they had planned it out together, but actually they didn't.
Yeah, they did not talk to each other.
No,
like,
sporadically they did.
Even
yeah.
even her, she was like, "Why he's not telling me?" Like they. But there, after I have to say, cast wise, they were all pretty well matching. I wanted to slap the one that I needed to slap in a way.
Yeah.
The one that was infuriating with, I hated them for good reasons, and their face did not help. Sorry.
I hated the boyfriend.
But how can you like the boyfriend?
I mean, character-wise, amazing played, I have to say.
Oh, acting-wise, of course, because you hate him.
Yeah, you know when you
And
see
that role is hard, though.
That's really hard. So if you... I love this dude and
Let me
how
tell
he
you.
Did it.
Yeah.
Especially, you know when he was lying in the hospital bed and he was spitting at her?
Oh!
He was like, wow! Dude!
Oh, he deserves
the
a fucking slap!
Hate is real! And I was like, well, this takes guts as well, because,
yeah.
You know, to spit at somebody in a role, and I was like, and be like this calculative, manipulative, oh yeah, it's, because he looks amazing, you can't
It's Lee Kenji, yeah. He was played by Lee Kenji.
He looks beautiful, but then has this menace, like, I'm an abusive boyfriend, like...
Yeah, definitely, and he has that on-off.
Yeah.
You can see the switch
doing
this, and
I'm
like...
cute and nice to you, and especially, like, then the switch, and now I'm the asshole.
I have to
proper.
Say that the whole part where they talked about, like, domestic violence and everything, they really tried to... Because it's something that they... don't talk much. They talked about it much and more and more in K-drama. But how they approach it was really interesting. Because you didn't know right away. And then all of a sudden you see her arriving like this. And you're like...
Yeah, you have
that's
you
not,
already
you have
suspicion.
A kind of, you have a suspicion, but you're what is this?
Something
Why?
Is off.
Exactly. And then little by little, it start like... You see the escalation, basically.
Yeah.
And you're like... Oh fuck. And that's exactly the reaction that you have when you see the escalation and what normally happens, and that's why I kind of liked, I know it's awful to say this about domestic violence, but what I liked
that's why.
Exactly, it's a good representation because it's starting little and by the time that other people notice it's almost too late. Like,
it's not only this, I found it also good from the girlfriend's side. How usually they react, and that's how they do.
Exactly.
That
they don't, they refuse to see it.
They refuse to see it, but they then also don't do anything against it either.
Yeah, because even though the boyfriend.
Everybody was pointing it out. Yeah. Like, you have to do. No,
she's like, but no, no, because he loves me. No, because exactly. It's my boyfriend. Like, I'm planning to marry him. I'm planning to.
Yeah.
And that's the hardest thing. And if you are in that situation, like, let's put big message out there. I'm sure you already know, but if you are in that situation, talk to someone.
Get help.
They will help you. Get helped. Anyone that you trust, basically. Talk to that to that person, and you will get help.
Or like a helpline is also fine if you can't.
Even if you are really isolated, helpline.
Yeah, that's what they usually do. They isolate.
Yes, that's the first. They always are isolated, and that's the moment where it's getting dangerous for them, basically. And I was happy that her friend did not give up on her.
Yep.
But yeah, that was a big talk actually during the whole show. It was kind of like one of the big things that they talked about that was a bit important. That was the domestic violence in a way, and it was
nicely done though.
It was exactly. It was nicely done. You had like the beginning where you were like, "Oof, something weird happened." Then you see the escalation, and you even have the finish line basically.
Yeah.
Like, where you see that she's getting better and helping other people
with the
same issue. And I was happy of that character growth, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that was really, really nice. sorry, I'm losing my voice. But there, after, like, the one thing that bothered us, in a way, in Lawsuit, when we were watching.
Me, personally, bothered the fucking statue in the hall. This is like, oh, every fucking episode.
It's because like, yeah, of course you have to see the law, the justice, the like,
and discuss the cases.
Well, like, looking at the statue to make sure that we use justice. I'm like, no, really? Oh my god!
You have to be reminded. It's either the sword or the scale. No, I don't need to know. I know how Justina looks like.
Yeah, but you have to see her every single time.
Yeah.
One other tiny thing that bothered me was the double intro.
Yeah.
Thank God they stopped doing this at one point. But that double intro!
Yeah, first you have the normal intro, which you can skip. And the other one, you couldn't skip. Because you're all of a sudden like, huh? What's...
At one point I thought we went back on time. I was like,
yeah.
What?
Like, did you put it back? No. You? No. Okay, what is this then? I don't
what
know.
What is happening? Is it possessed? Maybe.
That was awful.
We were so lost. We're looking at it. You're like, what is happening?
It was such a pain.
I think it lasted for like the first 6 episodes, something like this, for some time, and then all of a sudden it disappeared.
Yeah,
I was like, thank God, but still bothered me enough.
Thank God.
Remove.
Who needs 2 fucking intros?
But to make sure that you don't forget, like in between the 2 minutes where they put something else, it's like, oh, maybe they forgot what they're watching. Lost Call. I'm like.
How can I forget? You put the fucking statue in my face. <It's> like...
I thought I was at a swimming pool.
Yeah.
Yeah, like seriously.
I thought it was a running show.
Even in the 50 episode drama, they don't do this.
No.
And you have 50 episodes, so you could forget where you are and everything and which and what you like. Even there, they don't do it.
But they did it. I don't know the.
I don't understand it. Yeah, like, I'm like, I'm watching Law School, not Law Blah or Law Cafe or Law. Yeah, okay, we know. Thank you.
Especially, this is a waste of 2 minutes again, or something like that. 30 seconds.
To make sure that you don't advance on that story. Yes, for sure. And that's one of the things that I wanted to bring up is like that story. So there is a murder happening, let's say, because it's happening on the first episode, so it's not really a spoiler. You know right away what is happening. There is a murder happening. And you're like, okay.
Who done it?
Who did it? And then it's like a pile of... Let's open kind of warm after kind of warms and opening lines and opening storylines. And I was like, oh my god, so much. Who killed you? Like, at the end, I was like, can they remember what we were talking about? Like, what is the main storyline? Because I'm pretty sure that for a few episodes, they had even forgotten themselves.
Yeah, it was so complicated.
And unfortunately, we just praised how they wrote that part of the story, like the assaults. I'm not taking that back. But the whole part took so much over the main story.
Which one?
But that part with the assaults from from her boyfriend.
Yeah.
Like, I get it. It's important to talk about it, right?
But that was not the main issue of that series.
No.
The main issue was the
murder. That murder. And I was like, okay, yeah, I get it. But
and
why are you making...
was connected with it.
Because we knew that what it was happening to her, unfortunately, like, it was going through a few episodes where it was just like kind of scenes that you were saying, and I was okay with this. But then all of a sudden, they made three episodes full on with just her trial.
Yeah, like, but in the end, it was not necessary.
It was not. It could have been just one or two or one and a half. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like, three?
Because the main issue?
But the main issue was not sorted. It was just posed. And I was like, what? Like, what? How? The, what? Makes no sense. In a way.
Yeah.
So,
because then in the end, they didn't have enough time for the main case.
In the main case, yeah, I was so upset. The last, it finished in the last episode, 15 minutes, it was done. And I was like, you joke, you don't do this. Like, actually, it frustrated me and it upsetted me because I was like, we spent so much on this, knowing a lot of shit that you took ages to learn because, of course, like, I am omniscient. I see everything. You don't. You take your time to figure out things. Fair enough. But I'm like...
Especially when you go back in time now.
Oh my god. Yes, at
in
the
beginning.
At the beginning, they stopped it at one point. But the first episodes, they were doing flashbacks non-stop.
Right. Front, back and center. Like, we were thinking, like, are we now in the past? Or are we now in one... Which past
at
are
one
we
point,
are in?
At one point, I think we had three timeline.
Yeah.
We had at one point three timeline, and I was like, what? And also, they stopped at one point to do this. We just had the normal, like...
Yeah, because we were then done. I mean, how far...
But to catch up with what happened, yes, definitely, we were done. But
I was like, okay, I can't follow, I just go with the flow, you will tell me at the end what it is, because I was like...
I'm asking the other one, like, did you follow better than me? Can you explain what happened?
I was like, no, I just go with the flow, I will see you at the next episode, hopefully.
Oh my god! But yeah, that was painful, because, well, painful. Yeah, it was painful, that back and forth, because
I mean,
specifically
I
at the
like
beginning,
that.
You just, no, but... In the first few episodes, you don't know those characters yet. You don't know anything. And all of a sudden, you see them, like, back forth, 10 years later, 10 years earlier. And I'm like, where am I in my storyline? I don't know. As I, am I back in prison? Yes,
just...
maybe not. I don't know.
Masha, already alone. No, already for me alone was already when they went back, like what they did like an hour ago, you know?
Oh my god.
And then from when, while they were explaining, they're going even further back. And I was like, okay, how far back we are going?
A flashback in the flashback.
Exactly.
Woo!
And I was like, OMG, okay. So...
After it's, of course, like something that you can, that you like or not, I don't mind flashback, don't get me wrong. I, on the contrary, sometimes it helps to understand a bit more the story and blah blah blah, and to be like, oh, okay, so it's like this, but there I was like, it is not needed, honey. Like, or you can do it but in a better way, like the flashback in the flashback, because like we already went back 6 months ago, but then during the 6 months ago he's going back 2 years ago, and I'm like, and then all of a sudden, no information, back in present. I'm like, okay, well, you do, I follow, go.
Yeah, there was a moment where it's like, we are back in the university. Okay, fair enough. I was like, okay, we're still back in somewhere.
At one point, like, I think at one point you look at me and you'd be like, are we, is it not, is that, no, he's still alive. Fair enough. Seriously, it was like.
Super confusing. But actually, that's what I actually liked about it, that I did not have a fucking clue what's going on.
At least it was not... It did not came to us right away. Yeah. Like, it didn't come to us for a while what happened, in a way. Like, it took us some time, but then I was still...
The confusion was real.
Yeah, the confusion was... But they did an amazing job on confusing us. At least it was not that easy to solve the main case.
Yeah.
But I'm still upset of how they handle it at the end. Because I'm like, really? The big evil, like, Lucifer-type character? 15 minutes trial.
Yeah, this I don't understand.
Fair enough. You know what? And also, what I don't like is that we had the result of his trial. Not, of course, telling you anything, but the result of his trial was just like on the backhand, on the background of one character that was leaving. Like, it was not even like outside, because we followed that case the whole time. We could have had a scene where it was the main prosecutor that was going out, that was like, ha, like out of the tribunal, you know, and to be like, actually, this happened, talking with the press, you know, like, or even to see the judge giving the sentencing or whatever. But I'm like, not this.
It
Actually,
was way too easy.
it was too easy. I'm like, you're going to tell me that the big duke, the Caligula of the one that made that whole shit, the mastermind, it's done in 15 minutes.
Think maybe they had planned more
And it was
episodes
cut?
and it was cut. That's I have the feeling because it felt a bit cut.
It felt a bit rushed. But yeah.
I bet with you they had planned actually 20 episodes except of 16,
At the beginning, maybe.
and then it was cut in
And
like
because actually what I know is in
because they took
K-drama they are writing while they are filming.
exactly because it took so long to develop also, and then
Actually, I
all of a
was.
sudden ting ting ting.
Yeah, that's exactly this. Is I think at episode 16, no, there is 16 episodes, but like, sorry, but basically like on episode 13 or something like this, it kind of the pace picked up so fast all of a sudden
And still they
when it was
open,
taking their time,
but they
basically.
still were opening shit up on episode 13 when you think like we have only three left. What else do you want to
What are
open
you
up now?
doing?
It's like,
Yeah,
you should
and
have
then
to
after
solve shit.
it's just finished, like, oh yeah, and like a year later, 5 years later, blah, and I was like, okay, back in jumping time, those I don't mind, but
No.
yeah, like, but still I was like, okay, you see what I mean? I'm
Yeah, it
like,
was a bit of a
I
disappointment.
think maybe at the beginning they thought they had 20 episodes, and they see that while they was diffusing it was not working that well, so they cut. Like two on you can only do 16.
Yeah, that's
And
what
then the
I'm
writers
thinking.
had to like scrap
Whatever they
whatever
could,
they
yeah.
could to try to finish that shit, basically.
Yeah.
And so they're but in the bigger the Deus Ex
Probably
Machina, and that's
like,
it.
oh, but we had just finished that huge trial. We don't give a shit.
Yeah, exactly, to be
You
like, but we
cut.
finished that whole part, Deus Ex Machina. Okay.
Yeah.
Because it was kind of this at the end, like it
Yeah,
was
that's how
like the
it
last two
felt.
episodes, it was like Deus Ex Machina, Deus Ex Machina, another one, and I'm like, whoo, that's a lot.
Yeah,
But
it was very rushed though.
yeah, that was rushed. But after I have to say, I did appreciate it. It was
I
a
really
good
loved it.
show, though. It was a really good show. I really liked it. It's just that after, because of course now it's been a while, so we are going to cut now, like we're finishing now. Basically for the ranking, for me, I put it at 7.5, and I think you agree. But because for me, I was like, no matter, I liked it, but because of this, because I felt frustrated, just because of the ending in a way, I cannot put it higher up, in a way.
No.
And because also of those two intros, sorry, but like those two intro, they kill me.
And the fucking statue all the time.
For you, the statue.
I know, sorry, you don't need to show me all the
But
time.
specifically, it's
Firstly,
like.
you see it in the intro. You see it in the second intro. And then you see it throughout the episode. And I was like,
In case of you forgot, it's in
yeah,
law.
it's
It's not
about
in
the
medicine.
law. It's like, I
It's
know.
not about medicine, in case of if you were wondering.
Ugh.
No, but also I think that sometimes the symbolic was a bit too much. Where, for example, depending of where they were standing on the side of the and how it was filmed by the statue, like it was they were either on the balance to get judged, and one of them was on the side of the sword to like bring the justice. And I'm like, yeah, okay, I get it. Like, thank you for the imagery. I don't need it though.
No, I don't need it either.
But yeah, after like, I
But
still
I
liked
love
it.
the whole story. I love how they paced it. I love that you were confused, like, where
Yeah,
am
that we didn't
I?
know, right away. That we were like,
Exactly.
oh my God, really? And then you're like, I know, actually. Like, we at the beginning we tried to guess what happened, and then we're like, wait, no, it's useless.
I stopped. I
No,
was
we're
like,
like, no, we like all our true crime knowledge
are
is not going
you
to help.
went on because she's like, no, Leon. I was like, I don't know.
Because I was trying.
So she was so into it and so upset that she couldn't get it. And I was like, I gave up already a long time ago. Why you not just enjoy the show? No!
I need to know!
I was like, yeah, you need to know. I just wait till the end. It's like, what can I do?
But I was happy that I could figure out who did it before the show officially told me who did it.
It was so obvious.
But yeah, of course.
In the end, it was
at that moment, obvious. I was like, yeah, of course it's him. Like, why? Yeah. Like, doom, doom, doom. Like, doom, doom, doom. The moment he's turning around, like, I mean, yeah, really? That's really a surprise. Like,
what would you have done if somebody else would have turned around?
I would have flipped.
I wish they would have had somebody.
Imagine. I would have flipped. Like, I think I would have broke the chair.
Yeah.
Like tuning in, like, oh my god, like, who are you? That would be amazing.
That would have been the
maybe for the 20th episode they would have done something like this. And I would have lost my shit. Seriously, because for me I was already making bets on, like, of course it's him. Of course it's him!
Yeah, I thought as well, but then I was like, and if it's somebody else? And I was like, oh, I'm a bit disappointed. I was a bit disappointed when he turned around.
That was so easy. Yeah, I was like, no, really? Like, the big revelation, it's him.
Yeah, exactly. And I was like, oh.
Like, you would have told me he's his secretary, I would have found it a bit more like...
And I was hoping, like, maybe there's still another mastermind, please let him.
Yeah, but no.
No, there was nothing.
No, that was a...
Exactly, take your mask off. And I was like, no.
Oh, it's me, Photomas. Oh, yeah, okay, perfect. But yeah. So definitely, if he was someone else, I would have flipped.
That would have been amazing, though.
Oh, yeah, like you would have seen me running around like, oh my god, I can't be a detective.
Imagine, I'm the vice president. You're like, and
you're like, oh my god, that's perfect.
I'm not imagined you. I thought you were...
And at that moment, I would have put it higher, actually.
Yeah, of course.
I would have ranked it higher. Because then it would have fucking deserved it. To be like, damn! But there. Alright, we're leaving you after a month of not recording. And yeah, of course you should watch it. I think it won't hurt you if you have watched already, like, those kind of... If you like those law thing. For me, I love those kind of...
I love them as well. I love them. Not all the time, but...
Well, this season it seems that we're going to do a lot of them, though.
Yeah.
But basically, yeah, if you like those, if... I would say that if it's not your thing, don't watch it. But if you like those, if you're interested in... If you want to have those kind of moments where you're like, aha! No, I'm not wrong. Well, then watch it.
Yeah.
You won't lose your time.
No, it's worth it. It's fun.
Oh, yeah, it's really fun. And the casting is amazing. If you want to...
Frustratingly so, because it will frustrate you, because you...
Of course it frustrates me, but in a way, you know what? I like that it frustrates me.
If it wouldn't, because it would be boring.
Exactly, because that's what I'm expecting. That's why, in a way, I'm watching, like, this is where I'm getting my hype, like, my interest is, because I'm like, because you're annoying me, if I did not care, if I was spending my time on my phone, it's useless, like, it's a hijacking and me all over again, basically, where I'm like, oh, kill me, it's boring. I don't. I want to be excited. I want to be frustrated. I want to feel something when I'm watching those kind of shows, basically. Oh,
my ears were bleeding.
And to just to make sure that I can't be in a motherfucking tribe to be like, I told you! She told me during this time to be like, you'll not be able to be in a tribe. You will be screaming the whole time.
Exactly. I mean... My ears were bleeding.
Oh, come on. You're exaggerating now.
It was loud, though. At some points, I was like, whoa, it's okay. I can hear you.
Oh, you're exaggerating so much. That's it. I give up. All right. Next episode is going to be Record of Youth. And follow us on Instagram. I'm redoing the whole thing. It's taking me ages, but I'm still doing it. So at one point, I will catch up with us. I will be back in present time, so there. But for now, join us on Instagram, watch K-drama, go pet a dog, be nice. And we're coming back real soon.
Yoo-hoo.
Bye. So there, after... Rec-